Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Nida Daf Hey, Nida 5, and on Daf Hey Amud Beis, our Gemara analyzes a statement from our Mishnah, where in our Mishnah we say that if a woman has a fixed cycle, she has a fixed vases, then we say Daya Shata, that at the moment that she discovers the blood coming from her, that it's blood Nidus, we say that Ketza Dayashata, that we say at that moment, that's where we assume that she received the blood for the first time, and nothing she touched before is Tameya, is ritually impure. And the Mishnah explains Ketza Dayashata, what does that mean? Haisa Yoshevis Bemita, if she had been sitting on a bed, Vasuka Bataharas, and she had been engaging in items that were ritually pure, Uparsha Meamita, Viras Adam, and she separated from the bed, and then she saw the blood. We say at that moment she is Tameya, but everything that was there we assume is Tohoros. That we don't say retroactively anything she touched is Tameya, because since she had a fixed cycle, we just say at that moment that's when the blood came. So the Gemara asked the question, Lamuli Lamisne, why does our Mishnah use the phrase Haisa Yoshevis Bamita Vaaska Vataharos? Why does our Mishnah use the phrase that she was sitting on the bed and engaging in the Taharos? Listening, it could have just said Haisa Asuka Bataharos Uparsha Virasa. Why doesn't it just say the more simple term? She had been engaging and touching things that were ritually pure, and she separated and saw. Why does it say specifically on the bed? Why do we care? So the Gemara answers, Hakamashwan, it's coming to teach us Taima, that the reason why the bed is going to remain ritually pure is because Didaya Shata, because she had a fixed cycle. And so therefore we say it's just at that moment that the bed is ritually pure. However, we say that if she did not have a fixed cycle, and she would say retroactively everything she touched is going to be Tamei Mei Esla Es, according to the position of the Chachamim, that over the last 24 hours everything she touched is Tameya, Mita Nami Metamia, that under those circumstances, the Mita, the bed is also going to be tummy under those circumstances. So the Gemara says, Misayale, that this therefore is a proof for the position of Ziri. Because what does Ziri say? The Amr Ziri, Me Ace La Ace, Shebenida, the decree that the rabbis made with respect to a Nida woman, that everything she touched in the last 24 hours is going to be Tmeya, that also does Ose Mishkov Umoshav. That says that also anything that she laid upon or she sat upon is going to be Tamei L'Tamei Adam and L'Tamei Begadim. It's going to say any person who touched it or the garments that they were wearing over those 24 hours is also going to become Tamei. So the Gemara asks the question on this, Michtei Hai Mita Davar She'emo Das Lishalhu. Well, since this bed is something that is not capable of being asked, because we can't ask the bed a question whether or not it touched him or not, and we have a principle called davar she'emo das l'shal sfeiko tor, that if there's something that's not capable of being asked, we say that if there's an ambiguous state, it's ritually impure. So, and we learn this out from the sota, because since the sota we could ask, therefore, and we say it's tmeya, therefore if something that we can ask, we say it's tahora. So Targum Ziri. So Ziri explains, no, what are we talking about under these circumstances? Kisha Chavrosea nosos osabamita tahaviyale yad chavrosea. We're talking about a situation where her friends were carrying her on her bed, and so therefore, since there were two friends, so they are the bed is like an extension of the hands of her friend. And so since her friends have the position to ask, so therefore also the bed itself is going to be retroactively in a state of ritual impurity. Well, if that's the case, the Rashba asks a question. The Rashba says, well, if her friends are carrying her and she's sitting on the bed herself, well, then what do we have? We now have three people. And three people makes a public domain. And a public domain is Rishus HaRabim. We say a doubt about the public domain, then we should become Tahor, should be ritually impure. And so the Rashba answers that only by Sota, where we say there's three men, do we establish this principle that then under those circumstances where it's three men, it's not going to be considered like she's secluded with them. However, in our Sugya, we're talking about three women. And three women, we say that there is still going to be considered a position of like a private domain as well. And so therefore the Rashba basically forwards this idea that even three women can be, under certain circumstances, going to be considered like a private domain. And this is relevant because with respect to the laws of Yichud, of seclusion, that we learned in the Gemara in Kedushin, Peyam Abeis, that a person, a man, is not supposed to be secluded even with two women. And Rashi explains because that we still have to be concerned where one man is with two women, that there's the possibility that he could sin with one of those women. And so therefore, according to that Gemara, it seems that it's only concerned with two women. However, more than that, it seems that there's no prohibition of Yichud. However, Rashi writes that even with many women it's prohibited because he is the possibility of sinning. And this becomes a debate, whether or not we say three women is going to be a concern of Yichud. So the Shulchan Aruch rules that a man is not allowed to be even secluded with many women. However, the Ramah is lenient under these circumstances and says that he can, generally speaking, be secluded with more than two women. It's just the prohibition only applies to two women, and a lot of that hinges upon our Gemara and how much we apply it to that circumstance.